This is Alicia, and welcome to the College Life Podcast. The College Life Podcast is here to provide you with ideas on how college students can design their life, be mindful and intentional about what they're doing while they are in college. We will also interview people who have already graduated from college, who currently work at a college, and current college students. Each guest will share their story, their struggles, their successes, and offer you tips on how to take ownership and make the most of your time while you're in college. Let's get to it. Welcome to the College Life Podcast. Today it's Alicia, and I'm just going to be here by myself doing a solo episode. Today I'm going to be talking about a study that I did last semester, and I basically interviewed college students who were in their undergraduate degree and in their graduate degree. I interviewed these students to tell me a little bit about their story and how they developed purpose, passion, and goals before college and also when they were at college. So what I found was really interesting, and I would love to share it with you today. So really what I found is that people had a hard time believing in their capabilities and in their abilities to be successful. This is a theory out there already, and it's called self-efficacy. So self-efficacy is the belief in one's capabilities to organize and execute the courses of action required to produce given attainments. So really, this is about goals that you have. It's about motivation, effort, and really the belief in yourself on whether or not that you can actually accomplish something that you want. What I found in the interviews is that a lot of the students had these incredible goals and vision for their life. They wanted to make a difference and have a positive impact in their communities and on their campuses, but also just a positive impact on people's lives moving forward. And they all had something that had happened to them either during when they were small kids, when they were in high school, something between the time that they decided to go back to college or decided to go to college after high school. And almost all of them expressed that they were interested in doing this and they had a really big passion for it, but they were nervous. They didn't know if they could actually do it because they didn't know if they were capable of doing it. This was really profound, I think, because in my personal work with students and my experiences working with college students in the past few years, I've seen this a lot in students. There's a lot of questioning if I can actually do what I think I want to do. And I guess I'd just like to talk a little bit about that today. So before we move forward, I want you to think and reflect on what might be holding you back. What's something that you might believe that you don't think that you can actually do, and it's holding you back? And why do you feel that way? So a lot of people that I've seen and students that I've worked with are afraid of failing. They're afraid to go for something that they really, really want, because if they fail at it, that means that they are a failure. While I don't necessarily believe that, but that's the way some people believe, is that if you fail, then you're considered a failure. A lot of people are also afraid of judgment and afraid of how other people might perceive it if they pursue this one thing that they want to do but are scared to do because it would mean something for them. So a lot of people are afraid of judgment, and I think that this is a really big, because social media has grown so much, and the people, current college students, if they are, you know, 18 to 20, they haven't really experienced a lot of life without social media. And we have to think about this. And just because somebody else is pursuing something doesn't mean that you should, and it also doesn't mean that you can't. So, you know, be thinking about that. But the fear of judgment is so real with students nowadays. They're afraid of how their peers are going to judge them or how their parents are going to judge them. And that's another thing too. I would definitely encourage you to think about the people in your life who are contributing to this belief that you can't do this, that you can't really reach the goal that you want, that you can't really make a difference in this world. If you are feeling that, I want you to know that you don't have to believe those things. And I think that those are lies. Some of them might be true, but I would say most of them are lies. And I'm going to talk about this at the end, and give you some tips on how to navigate this. But really, you really have to think about what's holding you back. So I have a few suggestions that I think that you can do to increase your self-efficacy and increase the belief that you have about yourself and what you're capable of. So the first one is really just learning more. I know that sounds weird, but learning more is going to help you feel more confident about what your next step is and how you're showing up in that next step. One thing that has been really challenging for me personally is the negative self-talk. So I'll give you an example of something that has been really challenging for me the past few months. So technology is a thing that I really don't feel confident in at all. I have a very low self-efficacy when it comes to my relationship with technology, and it's something that I have struggled with for a very long time. And so I've just told myself over and over again that I can't do this technology thing. I can't do or fix this thing. Or if something's wrong with my iPhone, I'm like, oh, I can't do it. You know, I give it to my husband. I'm like, please help me. So even with this podcast, I had to do a lot of research on what microphone to use, what editing software, how do I upload this thing? How do I navigate this whole thing? And instead of saying, I can't do this, I told myself, I can learn. And so that's something that I would encourage you to do is anytime that you're not sure about something or you feel like it's so out of your comfort zone is to learn how and be open to say, hey, I'm learning. Again, that negative self-talk going from I can't to I can learn. And that will really change. I know it sounds so simple, but it really can change the way that you view things and the way that you view problems that come up in your life. So for example, with the technology, I had trouble uploading this thing the other day, and I was like, okay, I had to take a breath because I get frustrated really easily with technology. And I was like, okay, I can do this. I can learn how to do this. I can fix this. Just take it one step at a time. And I eventually did, after a lot of, you know, trial and error, I did fix this issue. So again, it takes some time, but this little thing saying I can't versus I can learn can definitely change the way that you perceive the world. So another idea on how to increase your self-efficacy and increase the way that you believe in yourself is just taking action. So this can be in really small ways and trying to get outside of your comfort zone. And I can't tell you that to do this one thing that will challenge you, because that one thing could be so out of your comfort zone that it just seems, you know, miles and miles away from where you're at right now. So it's about taking one small step at a time. So for example, if you're thinking about, I really suck at public speaking, and a lot of college students feel this way because they haven't had a lot of experience. So really, why would you feel comfortable and confident talking in front of people when you've not really had to do it much? Or maybe you did in high school a little bit, but that was it, and you were really scared, and then you didn't really learn how to do it better, and then you just, you know, stayed the same. And so that's where the taking action and then learning from that action will help you grow and develop and also feel more confident. So when I first got started in my full-time job, when I was working at a college, I had to give large presentations. And I was so scared. I was so scared. And I am so thankful that I also had to do that, because now I'm much more comfortable in front of people, but I still get nervous and I have to prepare. I have to think through things. I have to get feedback. And that's the only way that I'm able to grow and like learn and challenge, because You don't just become good at public speaking. There's very few people that are just naturally good at things. And if you are one of those people, that is excellent. Use that, but that doesn't mean that you're going to be naturally good at everything. So it's really about learning and growing and taking that next step in small ways that are manageable for you. And lastly, I'll just say that I think it's really helpful to have good people around you. And one of my friends actually just told me this, and I think that I needed to hear it. But I'm working on my PhD right now, and she was like, "Alicia, do you have this quote anywhere?" And she was just like, "Remind yourself why you started. Why did you start this thing? So why did you start your college journey? Why are you working towards this goal? Remember why you started, and that's going to help you stay motivated." So even when you stop believing in yourself, if you can remind yourself, okay, why am I doing this again? Oh yeah, this is why. And if you feel really strong with that why, then when things get hard and you start feeling the insecurities and you start feeling the, oh, I can't do this, I'm not good enough, that negative self-talk, you can reframe it to say, okay, I can learn this, I can get through this, I really want this, and I know that this is the right path for me. So I'm going to keep moving ahead, and I'm going to keep learning, and I'm going to keep getting better, and I'm going to keep growing. And just keep asking yourself that. Why did you start in the first place? Why are you here? And if you don't know that answer, that's a whole nother podcast topic. And if you're interested, please feel free to message me on Instagram at the College Life Coach. That's really what it's there for. I really just want to interact with you and help you develop as a whole human and find your path in college that's going to really light the way for your future and make your college and your entire life a more fulfilling experience. A couple more things I wanted to leave you with. I want to share a quote that really spoke to me this week, and it was originally posted on Amanda Bucci's Instagram, and it's from Lori Harder. And it says, "Stop not helping people because you can't get out of your own way." So I'm going to read this again. "Stop not helping people because you can't get out of your own way. If you want to help people, if you want to make a difference in this world, if you want to make a positive impact or positive change on any area that you've had experiences with or that you care about, please do it. Please, please do it. Do not let your insecurities get in the way of it. We need more good people doing good work. We need people who are passionate, who care about society and care about humans, and we need you." So I ask you to think about this. Just find out what's possible for you. You might not be able to be the next NBA player. I personally don't think I would ever be able to make it into the WNBA right now. haven't played basketball since high school, except for very few fun times, and that was great, but I haven't played since high school. So it's very unlikely that I'll be a WNBA player. But if I really wanted to find out, I could see. I could train really hard, I could learn more skills, and I could try if I wanted to, but to me it's not worth the investment, plus I don't care to. But you have to find out what's possible for you. I told myself for a long time that I couldn't do something like the podcast, and I finally just said, you know what, I'm going to try it anyways, and I'm going to see if it's possible for me to do what I really want to do in life, and I'm trying to pursue that as well. So I hope that this podcast was helpful to you. Feel free, like I said, follow me on Instagram at the College Life Coach. I really appreciate you sharing your time with me, and I hope that this was helpful to you. If anything specific spoke to you, again, please feel free to reach out. And I'm so grateful for you and your support, and really, you are why I'm doing this. So please share this with somebody if you think it could be helpful for them, and especially other college students, because we are all really just trying to find out and figure out this life. Thank you so much for listening to the College Life Podcast. I hope you have an amazing week, and I will see you in the next one.